you know, markets in general, starting in early January, are kind of looking for direction in after the holiday and with the beginning of a new year. Usually takes, you know, another couple of weeks here towards the middle and or end of January before we maybe feel like we have some sense of these markets. So we're still watching that, but nothing's really changed in general. The only thing we've had really in the way of sort of new data significantly was we recently received the November trade data. So in my presentation, I talked about the first 10 months of the year. We now have 11 months of the year. And again, didn't change in a big picture sense things a lot, but we did see very strong beef exports reported for November, which again, I think is an indication kind of what we expect going forward after the disruptions that we had earlier in 2020. By the end of the year, we could sort of see our way clear to resuming a little bit more typical or expected kind of pattern. And so it sort of reinforces the idea that I think the trade picture will continue to stabilize and be supportive in 2021 with a modest rebound in exports this year. And, you know, in the November data, imports were off a little bit, again, pulling down that year-over-year increase that we will have for 2020. But it's moderating at the end of the year. And as we go into 2021, probably continue to see, moderation in that. So the overall trade picture from the standpoint of both exports and imports should be, it looks to be more positive at this point, barring any sort of major new disruption that might jump up and affect things.
How will these corn prices affect herd size going forward, or will it?
That's a very good question. Obviously, we're seeing higher feed prices right now develop in these grain markets than we've seen in a number of years. We haven't had to talk a lot about feed market impacts on the cattle industry. So, if you think about the way feed markets predominantly affect the beef cattle industry or cattle industry in general, it's at the feedlot level, right? So we're going to see higher cost of gains. What that does first and foremost is it sort of affects how feedlots want to do business. It doesn't, on the face of it, mean that feedlots don't want to feed cattle. But they're going to look at sort of what kind of cattle, particularly what size of cattle. To some extent, quality factors may be reevaluated. So it has some impacts on that. And obviously, higher feed prices, all else being equal, means lower margins. And that implies more pressure coming out of their demand for inputs, the other primary input besides feed being feeder cattle. So you can see those kind of impacts. There's a certain amount of concentrate feeds that go into supplemental feeds that would be used at the cow-calf and stocker levels. Those are relatively minor cost components, comparatively speaking, so don't have as much of a direct impact. So, the short answer to your question in terms of the longer-term herd dynamics is I don't think we would necessarily see an immediate impact of higher feed prices sort of changing the trajectory, if you will, of the herd dynamics that are kind of in place. It will kind of temper them a little bit if it, depending on where we end up with feed prices. And obviously, in addition to the global markets that are driving demand right now for feed grains, it's going to depend obviously a lot on what kind of crop year we have. So the weather impacts could be a big factor. Unless those things get a lot more severe in and of themselves at this point in time, I don't necessarily see a lot of change in the herd dynamics. Now, if you combine, the higher feed costs with the idea of the drought, and if this drought situation persists or even expands as the Climate Prediction Center forecast currently suggests that we might see some eastward expansion of the drought into more of the Great Plains area, when you combine those together, then you could start to see the situation where you could really impact herd numbers. As I said in my recorded comments earlier, I don't think what happened in 2020, even though the drought was there and pretty severe in some regions and developed generally through the year, I don't think it had much impact overall on the herd dynamics in 2020, but it certainly could in 2021 if you combine a broader base forage kind of a drought situation in conjunction with higher feed costs.